This is the BrizNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Ed DeRosa.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I am the Big A, Anthony Stabile in Saratoga. Soon to be joined by Action Ed DeRosa and you, HRRN Nation, 888-966-4776. Lots to talk about. That Bob Baffert guy's in the news again. Had some more controversy today with Marcus Vitale running a horse in New York. Lots going on. Give us a call. Talk about some of these results. It's been a little chalky up at the spot. That's a good thing, though, because that means the form's holding up. The money keeps churning, which is always good. Del Mar in full swing as well. The dulcet tones of Trevor Denman back. We want to hear from you, though, HRR Nation. 888-966-4776. The number to call. Can't believe a full week's already in the books here at the spa. But it is. As we welcome in Action Ed DeRosa. What's happening, my man?
Nah, hanging in. Full week plus, really, because today was the first day last week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, how are you hitting them so far? Though, for sure.
How are you hitting them so far?
I had a great opening day and have been bleeding since, but we're still in the black.
That's important.
So, that's hopefully important. Maintain that.
Yeah, and so that's what you want to do.
I'll tell you what, though. I'd love to just clobber one for $60,000 and not have to worry about it the rest of the meet.
Wow, this guy's looking to call a big shot here. This guy's just looking to call a big shot. What about you, HRR Nation? How are you guys making out at Saratoga and Del Mar so far? 888-966-4776. Been playing any Del Mar?
I'm a silent investor in someone else's Del Mar action, so passively playing Del Mar.
Okay, it's interesting.
Yeah,
I can honestly say I've never done that. Not that I'm
below or above or whatever it would be in this case playing any circuit, but you know, when they run, there's just only so much time to look, and Del Mar is just not going to be on my radar this summer for any reason. But I definitely trust my coworkers' acumen, and you know, good to have a sweat going at the evening hours sometimes.
Yeah, no. So, listen, I had nothing wrong with that. I just don't know if I have the confidence in anybody, like to just for a and this is for the meet. This is interesting. Let's talk about this. This is for the entire meet.
We started with 1,000 among. I think there's five of us, and that's gone. So we're just re-upping. So okay. Week to week, with the hope that we'll have, as you mentioned with Saratoga, some churn, you know, be able to reinvest. But yeah, the thought is we'll just keep kicking in 100 until we don't have to, or we're out of options.
We did that one year at the New York Post. I decided that I was going to make a pick four every day. This is back when there was...
When that was a sexy bet.
And it was the only one, the late pick four, that was it.
Yeah.
And this was back when we opened on Friday. And We hit the one on Sunday. Hit it for a buck. We got back like $4,800.
Oh, and it was nice. Probably the minimum then.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, nice and to be playing with their money and go after, really go after a score.
We, Aaron Grider got home in the last race, wire to wire.
Wow.
Nice little score, yeah. Back in the day when we had to pay tax. I had to claim it.
Right.
No bueno.
No.
Not anymore.
That's unbelievable. Thinking back to that.
888-966-4776. That's the number to call to join us.
Doesn't anyone want to call and vetch about the coaching club only getting four horses?
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to call about something. You'd think there's plenty of stuff.
I've been wondering how many horses who start actually break their maiden.
Lou from Toronto's on the line, thankfully. Hey, Lou. Welcome to the Brisbane.com call-in show.
Hello.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Anthony.
Yes.
How you guys doing? Good. Nice talking to you, Ed, too.
Always.
What's happening?
Yeah. What's happening is things are going well. I had Viva L'Italia in the Euro Cup, 6.5 to 1. So I made some, I put 1,000 on it, made 6.5. So that was a good deal.
Look at this guy, cavalierly saying he threw a dime on Italy. I just bet a dime.
Well, you know what I did? I took the dime, the 6.5, and I put $2,000 on the Giants to win the pennant, and I put 1,000 on them to win the National League West. So that's going to be a nice little payday, and I think the Giants are.
I'm sorry, you broke up. I didn't hear. I thought you said Mets.
The what?
What's on your mind, Lou? What do you got for us?
Okay, what I got is Woodbine. It looks like they've opened the doors. They're only letting in like 1,000 people coming and going. My buddy had a horse running on Sunday, a 2-year-old, and I tried to get up there. And the lady told me, she says, if you're within an hour, forget it. Within 10 minutes, you'll be in line, but it's not a guarantee to get in. But champions, you got to book a week ahead. So if anybody's going to Woodbine, make sure you have a lot of time in line. And that doesn't guarantee that you'll get in. But, that's all I wanted to say. And I want to wish you guys the best and enjoying the program. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Thank you. I don't know. I feel bad for fans that would have to wait and not get in.
Yeah, that seems – I mean, figure out a – number them as they come and then just say this is going to be it, but don't make people wait.
Yeah, right. Wristband, do something. You got to figure something out. You can't be making people wait online. That's kind of bedlam. I talked to Jim Lawson about that. Can't be having that. I'll be honest with you, Ed, and you and I, you and I talked about this briefly. So last week when Saratoga opened last Thursday, actually we'll get to it in a minute. PK is on the line from Orlando. Hey, PK, welcome to the Brisbane.com call-in show. Hello. PK, you there? Hello. Yes.
Oh, hey, I can barely hear you guys. So, hey, just wanted to give you a call. I had asked you guys about different tracks to visit, and I am booked to go to Arlington for Arlington Million Days.
Nice.
Well, it's the Arlington 600.
Have you ever been to that wonderful track?
When I was 4.
Oh, okay. All right. I've never been there. I figured I got to get while it closes down. I'm going to go to the Arkansas Derby next year at Oaklawn. You guys mentioned Oaklawn, so I figured by then we'll be good. Question for you. Who do you think is going to win the Travers? And do you think Mandaloon, if he wins a couple races, gets reversed on the Kentucky Derby, could be horse here, even though he didn't cross the finish line twice in two of them.
Wow. This is the content I'm here for. I think if he gets disqualified one, I think if he gets put up via DQ one more time, he should win the award automatically.
Special, I would just give it away. At very least,
is he set to run in the Traverse?
You know, Brad hasn't said anything. I got to be honest with you, and I was a Mandaloon fan. I picked him in the Derby. I've been a Mandaloon fan since day one, PK. I don't know how far he wants to go. And you say, well, that sounds stupid. He ran second in the Derby. Let's take all of the... Let's strip the Derby of all the Baffert stuff, right? He had every chance to go buy that horse. And I know he did a lot of dirty work. And PK, thanks for the call. But he had every chance to go buy that horse. And to me, he kind of stalled. Now you can say, oh, Baffert's horse was Jews. I mean, whatever. I get that. This horse still didn't look like a horse to me that wants to go a mile and a quarter. And the fact that, you know, he was beat the other day. And I think part of the reason he was beat the
twice,
other day.
Twice, really.
Yeah. I think part of the reason he was beat the other day is I don't think he wants to go this far. I think he's a really nice middle distance horse. I'll tell you what I think. I think if he could turf, he'd win more races because of the middle distances.
Can we close?
I don't know
the door
if he's fast.
He's better than elusive quality.
Essential quality.
Essential quality. Thank you.
I mean,
that's
imagine.
All you heard at Fairgrounds all winter and spring, and then he did finish ahead of the stablemate in the Derby, but I just... And my hot take, if I may, all the, you know, Hot Rod, I mean, he's looked good, cashed some checks, unfortunately got, you know, put way back in the Haskell. I don't know that that horse wants to win.
I agree. He's another horse. And the problem and the problem with that is I think the proof, I should say, to that is he's the race he won, he was on a lead. You don't gotta pass anybody on the lead. It's kind of the Medina Spirit issue. You don't gotta pass if you're the one in front. 888-966-4776, the number to call. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More of your calls. Blood Horse News Update. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
70 organizations, 160 facilities, 7,800 horses, one accreditation. The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance is the only accrediting body in thoroughbred aftercare and is supported by all aspects of the thoroughbred industry. To learn more or to support the TAA, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Get to know the men and women who make this sport go on Trainer Talk, presented by Facig Tipton. Mike Pena sits down with Hall of Famers, up-and-comers, and everyone in between with an intimate conversation that goes beyond the X's and O's. Hear their stories every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 or streaming live at horseracingradio.net. It's the show that trainers listen to. Trainer Talk, presented by Facig Tipton, only on HRRN.
Hi, my name is Alan Garcia.
My name is Paco Lopez.
This is Jose Lescano.
This is jockey Emma Jane Wilson, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Briznet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Prisoner.com call-in show here on HRN. 888-966-4776. Before we get back out to the phone lines, time now for the Blood Horse News Update. Look at the top headlines from BloodHorse.com. NYRA establishing due process criteria for suspensions. Though off-suspended trainer Marcus Vitalik was able to run a horse at Saratoga Racecourse July 22nd, the New York Racing Association may soon have a process in place so it could bar trainers with checkered histories and numerous drug violations in their career. As a result of Judge Carol Bagley-Amon's ruling in trainer Bob Baffert's suit over his temporary suspension by NYRA, NYRA is currently putting together a structure so that it can ban individuals from racing at its three tracks for proper cause and expected to have them in place in the near future. NYRA is absolutely committed to protecting and enhancing the integrity and safety of the sport. In light of the recent federal court decision, NYRA is establishing a due process mechanism that will allow it to take action against individuals whose conduct is contrary to the best interests of thoroughbred racing, said NYRA's Senior Director of Communications, Pat McKenna. That wraps up tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available through BloodHorse.com. It provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Blood Horse branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind-the-scenes videos and interviews, on-demand access to deeper horse statistics, and more. That's the new Blood Horse Plus on BloodHorse.com. Upgrade today. We will talk
about this in a few minutes, my friend. Back to the phone lines. Chris from Jersey's on the line. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the Briznet.com call-in.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. Rather than being negative and complaining about that no whip rule at Monmouth, I took a deep breath and I said, how can I make money from this? And my angle was Joel Rosario coming in Saturday for Haskell Day.
Yeah. Smart move.
I was on him all day. He got me Princess Grace. I started with a $500 bankroll. I walked out of there with a boatload. I'm talking a boatload of money. Hit the early pick five.
Guys are just throwing nickels and dimes around on this air today. It's amazing.
And hit that, you know, the two stakes races at Saratoga with the four at Monmouth that paid $1,700. The early pick five paid $1,100. Had that pick three leading into the Haskell, which paid $110 10 times. It just was a phenomenal day with that angle. And it's nice every once in a while to be right. Now I got a nice bankroll. I'm coming up to Saratoga. Hopefully I'll be able to track you down, buy you a drink sometime. My question for you going forward is, at some point, the loss of all these assistant trainers and the importance of assistant trainers, I think, is undervalued. You know, you got Chad Brown. He loses Rob Attris. He loses some other terrific assistants.
Chris. Rob Attris never worked for Chad Brown.
I thought he did. Someone told me he did. He did. Who did he work for?
Robertino Diodoro.
Oh, okay. My error then. What's the issue with Chad going forward? You think he's going to right the ship, or do you think he's going to struggle going forward?
Who's struggling? The guy has 8 seconds. You see some of the beats this guy took this week? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I respect you as one of our, I think you're one of our more valued callers. But if you watch these races this past week, and you think the beach this guy took is struggling, do you realize if Chad Brown
I'm
going to
take the caller side here. You think he's happy with 8 seconds?
No, he's flipping out. He's flipping out. But if you guys think that the barn is struggling, if Chad Brown could go and buy 5 feet, he'd have won 7 of those 8 seconds. Did you see some of these beats?
Well, he should have, could have, Anthony. Anthony, to his credit, he set the bar so high. 27% win rate.
Chris,
when you go into Saratoga,
how could you say,
you have one struggling? You have one thing you got to decide.
Hold on a second.
Am I going to try to beat Chad? Am I going to try to beat Todd? Or am I going to go?
Are you going to try and
beat
him? So you're going to tell me, hold on, Chris, thanks for the call, Chris. You're going to tell me that based on Misspell getting beat a head bob, based on Witzel hadn't run in 7.5 months. He ran one time for a 5% trainer at Tampa in December. He came back and ran into a horse, and I don't know the Brisnet fig, Ed, so I'm going to go to Bayer, that ran a 106 Bayer. The maiden today got off slow, went into the 7 path on the first turn, went 84 feet more than the winner, and got beat a half length. That's 3 off the top of my head.
Aren't those the type of races, though, that Chad wins, and that's why he wins so many?
But hold on a second. Yes. But an old gambler, an old horse player once said to me, a good handicapper is going to lose a lot of photos. And it makes sense.
Yeah, just like
right?
A good poker player folds a lot of winners.
Okay. This is the same thing. Right now, and you know, the problem is, people are so accustomed to this guy, everything going his way. The law of averages has to catch up to you at some point.
Right. So isn't it a fair question to say, is this a regression to the mean or a slump?
I think it's a little bad racing luck. I don't think it's either. You know, last year, he lost the training title to Todd Pletcher. And I think if you would have set a line, Chad would have been 3-5. I don't know what you would have made anybody else, but you'd have made Chad 3-5 coming into this last year. The weather destroyed Chad Brown last year. I mean, the last week alone, we took like 14 races off of the turf. 5 of them, he was 2-1 or less.
Mm.
And listen, Chad's my friend. Friendship aside, these beats this guy took in the first 6 days of the meet. He had some horses run really poorly. He's had some horses run really, really, really badly. Just puzzling efforts. But I mean,
which is going to happen.
Of course it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to happen. But I mean, you guys, I mean, this is a tough crowd. I'm serious. This is a tough crowd.
I mean, you're used to winning all the time.
888-966-4776. I'm pulling up results. Okay? I'm doing this a little bit off memory. He had a horse run a stinker in the third race on opening day. Horse was terrible. He didn't have much. He had that bad maiden Clever Fellow. All right, so Clever Fellow runs second, gets beat a photo to Danzig with the Stars. That's opening day. He ran a couple. One was a real clunker. The other one's a horse that's going to burn more money
than an incinerator. That's just where that horse is at in his life. And there's not much you can do about horses like that. Okay, Balakola got beat a half length. I don't know what Arad Ortiz was doing. Just left with way too much to do. He ran 2-3-4 in the Forbidden Apple behind Rinaldi when Flying Scotsman scratched, who was going to get loose on the lead, and he got beat. He ran 2-3-4 in the stakes, okay? We talked about the two wicked, I mean, those were just filthy animal beats. And I suffered with Chad through one of them. I needed Witzel for 4,000 in the pick five. I bet on Misspell. Witzel just got beat. I mean, but you're talking about horses that are going to be, and we forget about he unleashed a nice one in Portfolio Company on Saturday. I mean, Bo Liam ran a 106, and people are telling me this guy's slumping. All right, the Phillies and the Diana ran terribly. Lemister was awful. I don't think Pocket Squared got the best ride, but fine. And then Sunday he won a race and he had a horse. He had that filly that fell with Arad during Belmont Week go down. And I don't know what happened yesterday, and he lost the tough one today. But I mean, this guy's struggling. I've heard it all. Charles is in Mississippi. It's like Charles knew he had to cuff the ledge. Charles is on the line. Hey, Charles. Welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Anthony.
Yes, brother.
You are not on the ledge, brother. You're on the Hindenburg, and it just caught on fire, baby.
Man. Imagine this struggling.
I think Chad Brown won the United Nations at Monmouth Saturday. I think that was a $500,000 race. But I want to ask y'all a question. Did Hot Rod Charlie get the worst ride you've ever seen anybody ever give a horse in a million-dollar race?
I don't know if it was the worst ride, but I don't think it was that good.
I mean, and I'm not going to – I really felt bad for the owners and the people, but, you know, I mean, Pratt out-Paco'd Paco. I mean, he made a move that Paco might not have made, okay?
Paco Pratt. Yeah, it was a Paco Pratt move. You're not wrong.
But, Anthony.
You're not wrong.
Horse racing is about bad beats. I mean, yes, you've got to be able to keep your sanity. It's like, I tell you about my friend George, Korean War veteran.
Nope, never heard about George, but I'm very excited to. I always love when you introduce a new character.
Well, anyway, George was a dear friend of mine, and he was a black man from Louisiana. And he was the most clean-cut guy you'd ever see. And I was one of the – I looked like somebody off the Mod Squad, okay? And we're talking about early 70s. And they used to be – you know, they used to have shoe shines at Oakland Park. And all the big shots always between races would get their shoe shine. And George had this thing where he would go ask the shoe shine man, like Robert Holtus, the trainer, would always get a shoe shine. And he said, is his horse ready to run? And if the shoeshine guy said, yeah, bring me a ticket on number three in the third race, we would bet that horse. But if he said, just give me the money, we wouldn't bet that horse. So, I mean, horse racing is tough, Anthony. Tough. Bad things. I mean, 90 things can go wrong and one thing can go right. And so just slow down. It's okay. You know what? I've told you and Ed, and I wanted to say something about Ed. Have you ever noticed Ed's vocabulary is totally different than yours? But then today, Ed used the word, I want to clobber him for 60 large? I've never heard Ed talk like that.
I think he foreshadowed Lou betting a dime on the soccer game and Chris
set Lou up, huh?
Chris with the nickels. I mean,
Anthony,
I
we got
some big ballers
to
listen to this
60
show.
Large.
60 large. My man wanted 60 dimes.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't want 50 large. He wants 60.
Yep.
Well, I'll take
God bless him. Hey, Ed, I hope you hit for six figures. I want you to clobber him for six figures, okay?
That's. Even Steve Chris never hit for six figures, so if I could, that's one way I could top him, I'll take it.
Oh, you see how he talks, Anthony? He puts us to shame, brother. He's got the vocabulary, Anthony. We don't.
Some big ballers on this on these airwaves, Charles. Me and you, we're just trying to hit some doubles. These guys are looking to hit grand slam.
I mean, we're like ham and eggs at Denny's, Anthony. You and I are just ham and eggs, baby. These guys are caviar and champagne, baby.
These guys are caviar.
I love you both,
Anthony.
Get off the Hindenburg, baby. It'll be okay.
Charles, we'll talk to you.
It'll
next
be
week.
Okay, baby. We're gonna hit something here.
All right, we'll talk to you, Charles. One and only Charles from Mississippi. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your calls. Good luck topping that. 888-966-4747. I'm sorry? That's when you take the break.
That's why you take the break.
You let it rest. 888-966-4776. Ed's going to go find something to play so he can try and work on that 60 dimes, and we'll come back with we'll come back with more of your calls. You're listening to Charlestown, 29 minutes away from the opener. Try to hit the pick five. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
Thoroughbred Charities of America raises and distributes funding to approved nonprofits that help thoroughbreds and the people who care for them. TCA's annual grants support aftercare and incentive programs, health and human service initiatives for backstretch and farm workers, and equine-assisted therapy programs that utilize thoroughbreds. TCA is one, helping many. Please support TCA today at tca.org.
If it happens in horse racing, it happens on HRRN.
Medina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby! Ram Bauer and Flavian Pratt win the Preakness! Essential Quality has won the Belmont Stakes!
Racing's biggest events are right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is Carlos Martin, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN, 888-966-4776. Tom in St. Louis is on the line. Hey, Tom. Welcome to the BrizNet.com.
Hey, Big A. Ed, how you guys doing? First of all, I'd love to follow Charles. I always see the fastballs over the plate. The pitchers won't pitch him because he's such a good caller. About this Chad Brown thing, I'm just looking at this completely different. I'm like you, Anthony. I mean, it slumps when you go 0 for 3 weeks and you – see the trainer like my father was and say, hey, how'd the horses run last night? And they just look at you and say, DFL, dead blanking last. I mean, this guy's losing races in career efforts. Never get down. He walks through the barn every day and he sees, hey, I got 3-4 horses that can win the stakes. And Big Ed, you're an Arlington guy. He likes like the last 2 years when he rides into the Windy City and runs out with all races, no matter whether they're named after Arlington Million or Richie D or Mike Dicker or Jim McMahon. I don't get this way, bettors. Yeah, it's bad when we lose, you know, races and things like this. But to say the guys are slumping because they, you know, they get beat by career efforts by people, you're at a career racetrack. People wait all year to go up there for this six-week period, 7-8 weeks, however much it is. I'm sorry. I'm not a calendar guy. I'm a little flustered. I pulled off the highway to talk about this. But, Big A, I'm right on that bandwagon with you. This guy will be back in 2 weeks. The meet's a long way. And
two
by
weeks.
The time they roll into Labor Day and kick off for the football season, we'll forget about this little two-week hiccup he had. And like Charles said, he won a $500,000 race last week. Guys, give it a break. Every day you can't win every race.
Thanks for the call,
Tom. I will say, as a handicapper, if you start betting the trend when everyone else has noticed, it's too late. So if
Correct.
You legitimately, as a player, think, man, I'm going to lay off Chad, and maybe that means laying off the race. It doesn't mean betting against him. It means if your opinion is, I don't really have a feel for how his barn's going, or to Tom's point, if you really think he's getting beat by these, you know, career efforts that, you know, seemingly were hard to predict, then maybe that's the opinion you need to look at is, okay, or am I undervaluing other barns? Am I not giving them enough credit? And, you know, Chad's just not going to win as many races because, you know, Brad's better this year, Steve's better this year, whatever, whoever. That's fine. That doesn't mean Chad's doing bad. It just means others are just a little bit better, and that's going to cut into his percentage and, more importantly, cut into the price you should be willing to take. So instead of betting Chad at 1-2 in a maiden race, maybe you just lay off the race completely. You don't have to bet a trainer at odds on. To me, that's what this discussion really should be about if you're looking to sharpen your playing.
And by the way, we're acting like the guy hasn't won a race. We're acting like somebody has 9 wins. Not the case.
Well, there is more parity, right? Would you say that's fair?
For sure.
So, if there's more than previous years, in my mind, that means that's something you need to keep in mind when you're calibrating the price. You know, we all know, like, it amazes me, Anthony. I don't know how much you've seen this in your time. I mean, you're actually at places that have a live gate, especially Saratoga, where people know the horsemen, et cetera. It amazes me how many people I talk to that, you know, play on a regular basis, whether it's every day or weekend warrior, that are not aware of the amount of money that goes into pools from people that bet trainers and or jockeys blind.
It's funny. We were talking about this today a little bit.
They refute, just because you spend 20 minutes on a race, like in their head, they just can't wrap their mind around that. There's people that, let's use me as an example. If I had disposable income, I love gambling on races. There's people like me, probably different jockeys, but in my case, that bet 500 on the nose of Le Perroux every race. Is something I would, rather than play roulette, I would get more enjoyment out of that if I had the money that I didn't care about and wanted to gamble. And that happens every day at every track. And it's, I don't want to say enough to move
here.
The pool, but you're talking about, you know, 240 versus 220-1. It makes a difference.
Especially here. There are people here that won't see another horse race for 10 months after closing day. And more importantly, there are horses here that won't bet another horse race for 10 months after closing day. Dave from Connecticut's on the line. Hey, Dave. Welcome to the BrizNet.com.
Hey, guys. How are you? Changing gears for a second. I was just at an observation. I didn't know if you guys know the reason for this, but it seems like Javier Castellano isn't getting the mounts that he had in the past. I think going into today, he had 19 compared to the Ortiz brothers, who have over 40. Luis Saez has 40. I know he had COVID and got hurt there a little bit, but just curious if you guys know, how come he's not getting the mounts that he had in the past? I mean, he won the last race, ironically. I think he's still one of the best jockeys around. Just didn't know if you guys knew anything more of what's going on with him.
So he has a new agent. He has a Rod Ortiz Jr.'s agent, Steve Rushing. I personally like Javier Castellano a lot. Good guy. Always got along with him. Can't let that affect your opinion. I have zero confidence betting on Javier Castellano at this point in his career.
Zero. To the point where I've passed races. Now, that's just my opinion. In his defense...
Do you think he's just his best years are behind him? Or why do you say that?
What I think happened here is... I think the older guys... And this is something that has to be talked about. I think the older guys, save John Velasquez, because John Velasquez is immortal.
And Perry
were affected greatly by the COVID. Not just Javier who had it, but by the lesser schedule, the starts and stops. These guys are on the other side of the mountain anyway. They're not going to ride as many races as they used to. They're not going to ride the cheaper horses. You know, he's actually gotten to the point where he's riding the cheaper horses, right? He rode that two Lifetime today, and won. He won two today. Javier won two today. This is what happens towards the end of the career, and. You know, he's riding with guys that are younger and stronger. And I hate to say this, he's riding with guys that are a little smarter than him as a rider. You know, and I love the guy. But, you know, this colony right now, You got guys in this. You look through the colony, okay? You look at a race like the last race, and thanks for the call, Dave. Look at the last race today, okay? The last race today. Junior Alvarado. Guy wins at 15% all year. He's going to win 120 races for the year. Luis Saez is going into the Hall of Fame. Javier Castellanos in the Hall of Fame. I don't know what's happened to Manny Franco. I don't think Manny Franco's riding as good as he should. He's kind of woken up a little bit. Manny Franco's a good rider. Eric Cancel won the Aqueduct Spring Meet. Guy won 78, the Aqueduct Winter Meet. Guy won 78 races. Jose Lascano's as good and under the radar guy as you have in the country. I think Jose Lascano's one of the best riders in the country. Ricardo Santana Jr. is one of the most up-and-coming riders in the country. Tyler Gaffalione, up-and-coming rider. Now, I haven't even said the three names. Jose Ortiz, Irad Ortiz, Joel Rosario, four names, John Velasquez. The Ortiz brothers will both be in the Hall of Fame. Joel will be in the Hall of Fame. Johnny is in the Hall of Fame. Dylan Davis is winning races. Kendrick Carmouche is going to come back from his injury. Every one of those guys I just mentioned, except Johnny, is younger than him. Everyone. And some of them are 20 years younger than him. Some of these guys weren't born when this guy started his career. Go ahead, Ed.
What I would add to that, I mean, in addition to the other stuff you mentioned, but along with aging and there being younger jocks, there's also younger trainers who are using their own guys and gals, so to speak.
Yep.
And Javier just kind of seems left out of that trajectory.
Yep. I don't disagree. I don't disagree. And I think there's nothing against Steve Rushing. I think in theory, it's always a great idea. Well, this guy has the leading rider in the country. The guy won three Eclipse Awards. I'm going to take him as my agent. And Javier literally said this when he made the announcement that he was taking Steve Rushing. Basically said, get Irad second calls. It never works that way. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
It's not like going to the store and saying, do you guys have any filet mignon? No, no filet mignon, sorry. We have, you know, we have these minute steaks here. You want this minute steak? And I'm not comparing him to minute steak, but it's not like that. You know, they're going to go to another store. Maybe they come back and wind up taking the minute steak, but they're going to go to another store first. It does not work that way. It does not work that way. It works, yeah. You know how it works? It works when the better rider is a bug rider. That's when it works. And even then, it's not a great scenario, but it works. 888-966-4776. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap it up with more of your calls. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
Hey, racing fans, Mike Pena here. Are you or someone you know looking for racing news in Spanish? Then check out the latest product from ElPotroRoberto.com. La Mía Extra, a monthly news magazine touching on every aspect of the world of thoroughbred racing, and it's all in Spanish. From breeding and veterinary topics to racing stats, results, pedigree information, and more, you'll find it all in La Mía Extra. And here's the best part. It's available absolutely free. Get your copy today on issue.com/La Mía Extra or visit ElPotroRoberto.com.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new three-hour format. Mike Pena will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
This is Christophe Clément. You are listening to the Horse Racing Video Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com. Call-in show. Here on HRRN. 888-966-4776. Paul in Erie, PA is on the line. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Anthony, I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I had a question about Saratoga. Since they canceled Mondays, wouldn't it make more sense to run Thursday through Monday? And you could have that wraparound weekend and all the extra betting that would come in on a Monday.
So, great question. It is something that was talked about. When we went the first year with the 6 weeks, with the 5 days to the 8 weeks, we did it obviously the way it is right now, Wednesday to Sunday. At the end of the meet, NAIRA president and CEO Dave O'Rourke, who is also one of my bosses, came up here with his team, and spoke to 50 of the biggest business owners in Saratoga. And they basically brainstormed. Do we want to try this? Do we want to do this? And it was so successful, Wednesday to Sunday, they left it alone. When you combine that with the fact that Monday is traditionally the lowest handle day of the week, they left it alone. I don't disagree with giving it a shot. And to me, I don't disagree with giving it a shot because of the local flavor and the local support. Now the problem is if the trend nationwide is slowest handle day, the $2 bettors, and that's the majority of the people coming through these doors here at Saratoga, they're not going to make up for that handle. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, gamblers are creatures of habit, Paul, and, you know, they leave it alone. In theory, it makes a lot of sense. You want to take a long weekend. I get it. I do. But, you know, they crossed a lot, and thanks for the call. They crossed the T's. They dotted the I's. They did an awful lot of They put an awful lot of effort into checking if it made any sense, and ultimately they decided to leave it alone. Ed. Is Ed gone? I think Ed might be gone. 888-966-4776. It's just me and you right now, I think, HRN Nation. It's just me and you. I agreed. I thought it made sense to try to Monday. I did. But when they showed us some numbers. What's going on here right now? They showed us some numbers. They talked to the business owners up here. And It was almost unanimous across the board to leave it the way it was. Is that you, Ed?
I'm back.
Yeah. What do you think? Would you have tried the Monday thing?
I would have tried the Monday thing.
Okay. Now you're a numbers guy.
Yeah.
Even with the history of Monday being the worst handle day, you would have still tried the Monday?
I think the one thing I would, the data I would most want to see is ticket sales / revenue on track Monday versus Wednesday. I just feel like more people would stick around on a Monday, and even if handle were, say, a million less, my hypothesis is Naira would make that up in gate and other stuff.
Okay.
But definitely open to, because we have plenty of years of 6-day weeks where we can look at, you know, what was done on Monday versus Wednesday and decide accordingly. But yeah, I just, in my head, just personal, it just seems like more people are likely to make a weekend of it and tack on a day in that regard than come Wednesday.
Art from the beach is on the line. Hey, Art, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Anthony and Ed? I wanted your opinion on Jalone Samuel, and also who you think are the up-and-coming apprentices, since you were talking about how deep the jockey colony is up there. I mean, it's almost impossible for these guys, but I wanted your opinion.
I don't really have any apprentices I'm looking at right now. There's Omar Marie Hernandez kid could ride a little bit. Jalon Samuel's pretty good. I think he'll have a good winter. I actually talked to Jalon walking out of Belmont one day. And I told him, I was like, you got a good seat on a horse, strong. Just stay with it. You're gonna take your, and you know how I am, guys. I don't hold any punches. You're gonna take your lumps right now. because there's just there's not enough good horses to go around. There's too many great riders. I mean, there aren't good riders. There are great riders here. So I think the kid, if he sticks with it and he takes his punches right now, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll have a good winter. I think he can ride a little bit. And that Bug Kid might be all right. That Bug Kid, he won a couple
of
races.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Art.
Take care.
Yeah. Those would be the guys. You probably don't pay enough attention to Jalon Samuel, Ed.
I did. I think I had him in the A column at some point today. But, yeah, I knew nothing about him. I definitely thought to myself, he's this.
Yeah. He's all right. Nothing wrong with him. Got a good seat on a horse, like I said.
See the next Perry Utes?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. If you missed anything on the network this week, namely Trainer Talk presented by Phasic Tiffin, Matthew Williams was on, go back and listen at horseracingradio.net. What do we got going on over at BrizNet, my man?
Well, plenty of picks for Saratoga. Probably not much drama to the coaching club selection. So I will say I think I made Beam's jaw drop when I said I'd bet her if she were her morning line price.
What's her morning line?
2-5.
Yeah, there's no shot she's 2-5.
And she's 1-10, right?
She's 1-9. Yeah. They put 1-9 on the board.
I'm still holding out hope they look at the Travers, but I mean if you have a filly like that, I wouldn't blame them for just going to the Alabama. That's certainly it pains me to say it, but I think the Alabama is more prestigious than the Oaks, so I could see where they would go in that direction, but I hope there's a dance card with males on it in her future.
All right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
But yeah, BrizNet, plenty going on. Del Mar, Saratoga, we definitely like to show up for the big meets, workout reports, et cetera. So check those out and just have a good weekend.
All right. Tomorrow, race day. Presented by Twin Spires Returns, Saratoga, Ellis, Woodbine. Jude Feld filling in for yours truly with Bobby Newman. Weekend Stakes preview tomorrow night, a dozen stakes. Equine Forum presented by Woodbine Entertainment, Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. You can hear all of that programming on Sirius 219, XM 201. Stream it live at horseracingradio.net. Going home this weekend.
Yeah?
I'm going to go see Mom.
Train or drive?
No, drive. I'm going to go see Mom. Got a new chick. Get out of here and clear the head for a couple of days.
Did Lee just drop a beat on you having a new chick? Wow.
It's been a blast. We'll do it again Thursday.
All right. Those are separate visits, judging by the music.
From Bobby Newman from earlier, guest producer Neil Jackson is not Lee.
Oh, Neil. Okay.
And my longtime call-in show partner, Ed DeRosa, the action man. I'm the big A, Anthony Stabile. I hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. I'll talk to you Wednesday. But don't forget to tune in tomorrow for race day. And the weekend stakes preview. Have a great night, everyone.